We are on Daf, Tzadik Dalet Omed Beis. The Gemara had asked Akasha, according to Rebbe, that Rebbe hold they made a Takonis HaShovin, that one is not Mekabel from a Gazlan. So we had a problem. Here it says, Horeim, Vagaboim, Vamoichsim, Tshuvos, and Koshe. The Gemara held, if you're not Mekabel from them, so it's only a Din Bein Odom Lamokim, so it's not Tshuvos and Koshe, he's an Onus. Since it says Tshuvos and Koshe, it would seem that there is a Chiyuv Tashlumim, and he doesn't know who to pay, so therefore Tshuvos and Koshe. So that is not Shtimut HaTakon of Rebbe. So let us go to the next to the last line, the last three words of that line. Bahashte the Omar Rav Nachman b'she'ein gzeila kayemes. But now Rav Nachman was megala to us that the takona of Rebbe, that aim mekable mehen, was only said b'she'ein gzeila kayemes. That the gzeila is not kayim, he's paying back money. Zafilu teima idi v'idi li'acha takone. So it could be that this beraisa is also speaking about after the takona of Rebbe. V'loi kashe kan b'gzeila kayemes, kan b'she'ein gzeila kayemes. So Rashi says, Gzeila Kayemes Chayev Lahachziro. Gzeila Kayemes is Chayev Lahachziro. So let us just try to understand the Svar of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman is a beautiful Svar. That means like this. If the stolen goods are around, so there is no Nisayan for a Baal Tshuva. You stole something, so return it. I mean, that what it is by you is Shalai Kedin. It's Yanim's moment. Return the stolen goods, then Rabbi never made a takone. If it's banned, Gzeila Kayemes, there's no problem. The problem that Rabbi addressed was Ein Gzeila Kayemes. It means a person stole. Now, whatever he stole is non-existent anymore. Now, he has to pay back. So he has to dig down into his own resources to pay back. Well, he's going to his own, he has to take from his own resources to pay back everything that he had stolen. That's a tremendous nesoyin. So Mamela, there, Rebbe made a takone, mishum takone sashovim, you shouldn't have to pay back. But if the gzeila is kayim, and all you have to do is to return the dova hanigzel, please, that is not such a nesoyin, this is, you have no right to take it, so return it. That's what Rav Nachman said. So Memele, this beraisa that says, Horoyim vagaboyim vamoichsim, tshuvos on koshe, which it would seem that we mekabel what they return. Here it's speaking about gzeila kayemes. Gzeila's kayemes, so Memele, and here they don't know who to return to, so Memele, it's tshuvos on koshe. So let us see Teisvis, kan b'gzeila kayemes. Teima, frek Teisvis, now one of these gazlonim are roye. So Teisvis understood what is a roye. A roye is one that he took the behemoths and they grazed on someone else's field. So Memela, he was taking food for the last 10 years. He was grazing on the fields of others. So Memela, now he wants to do tshuva. So here, so the Gemara is saying, it's speaking about Gzeila Kayemes. Here the Gzeila isn't Kayem. The food that he had stolen for the last 10 years is not Kayem. Now he has to pay from his own resources. So what is Pshat in the Gemara? Moichsin, Gaboyin, that's very good. It could be the money that they had taken for, the illegal money they had taken for taxes, it's in their bank account. So memela is so zeila chiyem is so return the stolen money. But royim is not, is they just benefited from the food of the, of others. They were royim besodi sacherim. But it's ain't zeila chiyem, it's that Christmas kasha. Tema. Royim magzeila chiyem is ikka. Bieshloima, so Taisu says, you didn't understand the case. The Ayri Beroye Behemi Shalachirim. It's speaking about he was a Roye Behemi Shalachirim. And the Gneva was not that he let it pasture in someone else's field. No, Vegonav Mem Giza Vechala. It's speaking about another case in Ganslin. This Roye is speaking about that the milk that really the cows used to give 10 gallons of milk, he always used to return to the Bailam 9 gallons of milk, and 1 gallon he put in this freezer. So he has a freezer full of frozen milk. Giza, they used to have Giza of 100 pounds, so he took off for himself 10 pounds. So we're speaking about a royer, that the gzeila is not that he's letting it pasture in someone else's field. That's ain't gzeila kayemes. Speaking about that, as a roye, he helped himself to the giza and the cholov, and it's still around. We're not speaking about that he's choshed to let them pasture in someone else's field. Why should he do such a thing? It's not his behime. So Taisus tells us a noob shot in Roy. Now let us see Rashi. How did Rashi and Dav Tzadik Dalad Mabez learn shot? Horoyim gazlonim heim lirois behemois besodois acherim. So Rashi says, "Klo, not like Taisvis, that it is speaking about that they were roi behemis besodis achem." The Gemara said, "This is called gzeila kayemis." Now, how is this called gzeila kayemis? So lechera, you have to say pshat and Rashi. There's a meiri that brings a raivet that the raivet said, "Lav davke gzeila kayemis," that the gzeila is behem. Shohu adin im yesh biyodoi dovo machmas agzeila. He has now by him a hisofe that came about through the gzeila. Oishe nishtarish mimenu bedovo shadayin hanoosoi kayemes. That's also called gzeila kayemes. Shrei roim ein gzeila kayemes. That's the gzeila is not kayem. So lechayre, the Raivet seems to be saying as follows. We're talking about that when he started, took over, let's say, the sheep he was grazing. So when he took over, each sheep weighed 100 pounds. After 5 weeks of pasturing in someone else's field, so each sheep weighed 500 pounds. So memela, so there are, so that's also called gzeila kayemis. That means you have a sheep which has on it an extra 400 pounds which came through the gzeila. So memela, it's also not considered that he has to dig into his resources to pay. You have a 500 pound sheep, you sell the sheep. So memela, the money that you're going to pay back, if it's hanosai kayemis, you're not paying from your resources. You have already a commodity that can pay for the gzeila. That's also called gzeila kayemis. So we have here amachloikas, Taisvis and Rashi. Taisvis learned you need mamish gzeila kayemis in order that he should be mechuyev to pay. And Rashi seems to hold like the Raivet and the Miri, that as long as the hanor that he derived from the gzeila is still in existence, that's considered gzeila kayemis. He doesn't have to dig into his resources. He has with what to cover the money. that the payment, some amela, that's called gzeila kayemes, and there's no takot. Fragt die Gemara, wa avneit, say, tell me, anu yesod, you're telling me, a yesod, that the whole takone of Rebbe was, they have to pay for their own resources. But if they stole something and they returned that, there never was a takone, that is zicha is mekabla mehem. I mean, they returned the stolen goods, it's zicha mekabla mehem. Fragt die Gemara, wa avnei tegzeile kayemesi. So the Gemara says, let us see the maise, that because of this maise, Rebbe made the takone. What was the maise? There was a maise, ba'oda mechot shebikesh lasis tshuve. Amma lo yishtai reikai mato isa tshuve, fela avnei teine shalok. That means you'll have to give away your belt. So the Gemara understood. Now what means he has to give away a belt? Because he stole his belt, and now he stole the belt that he's using is a stolen belt. You'll have to give it away. V'nimna v'layosa tshuva. V'aysa sha'amru ha'gazlonim ein mekabla mehem. I mean, you just told me now the belt. I mean, it seems the belt was the makim apatish over here. That's what the wife, he felt everything meant. But to go without a belt, that was ramesh, that he can't do. That Lemaisa convinced him. Then because of that, Rebbe made a takone. Rebbe never made a takone on a stolen belt. You stole a belt, you have to give back the belt. So the Gemara answers, my avneit, the may avneit. What does the Gemara mean? What was the maisa that she told him, you'll have to return your belt? It means the may avneit. Now what does that mean? The may avneit. So my chavrus Rabbi Yehuda can't want to say a beautiful pshat, and I'll tell over later a rishash that says a different pshat. But first I'd like to say over his pshat. The marsha says, what was the maise that his wife told him, you know, you'll have to give back your belt. Reika, you have to give back your belt. I mean, what was the psazoi in that convinced him? No, that's shaynisht. So the marsha says he had a money belt. That he didn't mean the belt. It wasn't the problem wasn't hold up his pants. That wasn't the problem. The problem was this was a money belt, and you know all the money you have with you, you'll have to go and give it back. You'll have to give it back. So my mail like this. You walk around with money. You need money. I asked you for money. You have money with you. Like this, you'll have to give away all the money from the belt. That's what she was speaking about. So you want to say that's pshat. The Gemara, the belt wasn't the criteria. The belt was a base kibble for the money. The may avnate, the money in the avnate. That's what she told them. Well, that's a beautiful pshat. The Rishash wants to say a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rishash wants to say, Shitas, Atoisvis, and Daf Yudalev, is very interesting. Shitas Atoisvis is, we learn out, Chayim, Shnayim, Yishalim, Veloy Mesim. That means, let's say if a person stole a behemoth, you have to pay back a behemoth. It's not like a mazik. I'm not gonna go and pay back, I'll pay back with Subin, either give money, or either you'll give money or you give the double hanixel. So let's understand what the loch is. For example, a person stole a behemoth that's worth $1,000. No, $1,000, so he'll start going to the nixel, he says, let's make a cheshbon. I have a belt that's worth $5, I have a pair of stockings. He'll tell him, I make a whole cheshbon, we'll add up a psazoi to $1,000, and Yenna will have a belt and stockings, and so then is, I'm sorry, you stole a behemoth from me, I'm not in the clothing business, you give me back a behemoth. Or, you give me back $1,000 cash. But you can start paying me with a little of this and 5 pounds of potato. You have to pay me back either money or a behemoth. So the Rishash says, the May Avnet, she told them, you have to give him back $1,000. You don't have $1,000. So you'll sell your belt. Even your belt you'll have to sell. That's the May Avnet. Not that he stole the belt. He stole a behemoth. But he stole a behemoth. But Lemaisim, you'll have to sell your belt in order to pay him up money for the behemoth that he stole. Fragt die Gemara weiter, bechol heicho di gzeile kayemes le'ovad rabbonon tekante. But let's go back to Rav Nachman's memory. Whenever the stolen goods are around, le'ovad rabbonon tekante. V'rei morish di gzeile kayemesi usnan ala morish agozul shabonai bebire sheyitor domov mivnei takonas hashovim. Now, Pshat in the Gemara's Kasha, Lachsach is as follows. Rav Nachman said along this. Rav Nachman said, you only make takonis if the Baal Tshuva will have difficulties. That means, if he has to lay out money, he has to dig into his resources to pay back the gzeilus that he had stolen many years ago, then forget about it. That's a new dalos b'fnei Balei Tshuva. No one is going to do Tshuva. The sign is too big. But if the Gzeila is Kayim, the Gzeila is here, he doesn't have to dig into his resources. No Takonis. Such people don't make a Takonis. The Gzeila is here. Reb Yit returned the Gzeila. That's what Rav Nachman said. Frag the Gemara. We have a Mishnah. Al Hamorish Hagozel Shabonai Bebirat. A person went and stole a beam, and he put this beam into a palace, and fine. And now he wants to return the gzeila. So Chazal made a takone, sheyitol domov. I pay for the beam. I don't give back the beam. I pay for the beam. So the Gemara hit. Why do you make takonis? You just told me if gzeilus kayemes, there's no takonis. If the stolen goods are around, he's mechuyev to return it. That's not a nesoyin. When the stolen goods are around, they never made a takonis for such a gazlan. The takonis were, if he has to dig into his resources, then they made a takonis. Here, the beam is around. Let him return the beam. So this is not like Rav Nachman that said they never made a takonas hashavim sigzeila kayemes. So the Gemara answers, Shani hosim, the kivin dike pseida debire shavyu rabonon kedalesa. That means, what are you saying? The stolen goods are around. But I got news for you. How does he get the beam out of this palace? They'll destroy the whole palace, and then they'll be able to take the beam and return it to the nigzel. So let me tell you something. In order to be Mekayim Dashavas Gzela, he has to ruin his palace in order to get it. So Baita has to dig into his resources. Baita has to dig into his resources in order to return it. We just said if a person has to dig into his resources, he'll never do it. So Memele, so this is equivalent to Eng Zeila Kayemis. That Eng Zeila Kayemis, the Lumdus was because he has to dig into his resources. And the Nisayin is too difficult. So he also the same thing. Since he'll have to destroy the Bira in order to get out the Morish, so he won't do it. Kimdikab say that the Bira shav yirabon on kidalese. So it's like Eng Zeila Kayemis, he won't do Chuk. Let's see what Rashi says. Mishem pseida debire shavyu rabona kedeles. O miu domi boi ladure yhoi lugzeila kayemes bebire. So Rashi says, but if he's not tearing down his bire, he has to pay for the morish. Because he's not losing any money by paying for the morish. He has a beam in his bire. So memele, this is not to say he's taking out from his resources. He has a beam, so he's paying for the beam. That is not an assoyim. So memele, but to tear down the bira, that is an asoy. Before we start the next sugya, we have a toisvis here, a small innocent looking toisvis, which is you'll see, is very difficult. The Mishnah says, Gozal pora mu'uberes v'yolda, rochel tuna v'gozuzo, shalom demei pora imedes leilet, demei rochel o imedes ligozet. Mishalom demei pora o imedes leilet, v'chol shvach shemishas gzeilo, ad sheteleit. So the guy makes a grais l'nikzal. Now, let us just explain what the going accomplished with this grais, and then we'll see what the shitas harosh is. Let us be megashim the inyan. Let's talk about a rochel to'une shegozazav. Let's say a person stole a rochel. The rochel is worth $1,000. When he stole it, there was wool on it that was worth $300. Fine. So, b'shas the gzeila, he stole a value of $1,300. The rochel was $1,000. The giza was at that time worth $300. He waited another 3 months before he cut off the wool. So now it's worth another $300, let's say. So now the rochel with the wool before the cutting off the wool is worth $1,600. He cuts off the wool. Cut off wool is worth an extra $100. Now it's accessible. You can use it. So now the wool is worth $700. So you have wool that's worth $700. Fine. That, the wool that's worth $700 belongs to him. How much money does he have to give back to the nikzal? When he stole it, it was worth, let's speak about the wool, $300. When he cut it off, it was worth $600. How much does he pay the nikzal? $300 or $600? So now, if we use our seichel, we say as far, well, if you want to clarify your shayla, let's ask a different shayla. What would be before he cut off the wool? He's up to cutting off the wool, and the nikzal comes. Fine, we caught the gazlan. What would be the din? Who would get back the wool? The nikzal would get back the wool. The shini is the now he cuts it off, but Kolzman, there was no shinui. So the gazlan, the nikzal will take back the rochel, which is worth $1,000, and the wool, which is worth $600. So this wool belongs to the nikzal. It's his wool. There's no shinui as yet. So memele, so we would say misvore, now he was kind of the wool, fine. So the wool, which is now worth $700, belongs to him. But the etzem wool, the $600 value of the wool, should belong to the nikzal. That's svar. And if we'll be medayik to loshin ha-mishneh, the mishneh is also very medayik. Mishalem the meirochel ha-oimedes ligozeis. You pay for a rochel that's oimed to be cut off. That means, it doesn't say how much wool there was when he stole it. No. It says how much wool there was when it was Oymed Ligozis, the regga before the Giza. How much was that wool worth? $600. He's gonna pay $600. The wool belonged to him, but he has to pay $600. So the Loshin HaMishneh is Mashma L'Chayre, you should pay for how much the wool was worth the rega before he cut off the wool. That's l'chayre, the pashtus of the Mishneh. Now, so let us learn Taisvis. Mishalem de meipore medes leile, v'chol shvach shemishas gezeila achetele l'nigzal z'ktegoin. And that's the Dibra Maschel of Taisus. Taisus is saying the svar is like this, and that's the Dibra Maschel of Taisus. Mishalman de Meipore, ha'oimedes leile, you pay how much the Uber was worth right before the leide, not how much it was worth when he stole it. He stole a nuba that was 3 months old, and the lady was 9 months old. So you don't pay for the uba that how much it was worth b'shas gzeila. You pay how much the uba was worth b'shas it was oimid leila. That's achetelad linik. So that's the goyin's gils. Now let us just see for a few minutes this arosh over here, and the rosh is zichachaylik. Let us just see the rosh, and let's try a little to explain the rosh. Now, the rosh is in the dafi harosh staf kufla medalit. The first column in the third line, in the middle of the line, Vigam Nire. Rosh Vigam Nire. Afal Gav, the Komar, the Meipore Hoi Medes Lele. The Mishnah says, the Meipore Medes Lele. The Meirochel Tuuna Imedes Ligoses. The Mashme, the Rosh was also Moide. You'll learn the Mishnah Erlich. The shomen apore kama hoise shove rege echot koidem loleidosa varochel somach legizosa. That's the mashmois of the Mishnah. If you learn the Mishnah Elach, it seems like that. Vahochi have a mistava. Then the Rosh says, and the svar is also like that. Shrei gozlo muuberes utulna. He stole a muuberes. Ve enkan shinui. Ela haleide vagiza, the shine first occurs with the giza, with the leide. Va'achas ha-shine, hoyo b'shus ha-nigzal. B'shus ha-nigzal ish bichol, this shvach, the extra $300 value in the yubo or in the giza, that belongs to the nigzal. Didn't belong to the gazlan. The gazlan first acquires it when it's born, or when he gizes it. V'tomi lahoda omar rabbe, he compares this to a gemara we had before. Hayman de gozel chavita de chamra, a person stole a barrel of wine. Mechavre, mikore shav yezuze, when he stole it, the barrel was worth a zuz. Ulbesoiv shav ye arbe, now later it was worth 4 zuzim. Tavre o ishashya mishalim dalit. So Mamela, even though he stole his worth of Zuz, but now the wine is worth Allah Zuzim, and he breaks the wine, or he drinks the wine, Mishalim Dalit. You pay Dalit. Mishum, the Bashus HaNigzal Iyaka, because this raise of value, it was Bashus HaNigzal. Miyu. He says, that's all Samazai. But let me tell you the truth. Eine Mishalim, let me tell you about that would seem like that, but it's not like that. You pay, in the case of the Mishnah, he pays how much it was worth, b'shas agzeila. The chol heiche, the kone guf agzeila b'shinui, if you kone the guf agzeila b'shinui, ve'ene mechaiv l'shalem el adomim, chozra hashuma l'shas agzeila. Ochi kail b'sefer ze haklal kol agizlonim mishalmim kishas agzeile dekoy akulu bovi demasnis dekulu shovin leinyan ze shetei shume kishas agzeile. Yeah. Don't you skip a line. Ashtami the Yoda, the Gozlov, and Ishtanis Agzela, Misham Shas Agzela, Chola Shvachshi, Ishbiach Mishas Agzela, Vilechavishal Gazlan. Vuloidomi Litavra Shas Yidosam Ibdam and Oilam Doisishon Asa Gazlan. Vulechet Agzela Boilam El Shanistanis, Vekona Boise Shinui, Mishalim Kishas Agzela. Fine. So we have to understand the lumdus of the Rosh. The Rosh is the chapela. What is pshat in the Rosh? So I just like to mention an einig yontiv, that Vayakiv brings down the einig yontiv. The Nigyontev and Simen Choftes also has problems with this Chosh. What's Pshat Berosh? So the Nigyontev says as follows. The Chol She'enai Koine Mishas Gzela Liye Shaloi. Why is it, we won't appreciate the Kasha too good, but let's not delve on this Kasha too much. He says, why is it when a Gazon steals something, why doesn't it belong to him? And let's be mamtik, the odi ovid mahani. So it should help. Why doesn't it belong to him? Hu mishum mitzves hashove derom yi alei. That means, theoretically, the Nigyontev says when a person steals something, you should say, yi ovid mahani, and it should belong to him. So why doesn't it belong to him? Because the Torah put a chiyav hashove v'heishiv esagzeila. So this chiyav hashove counteracts what should have been. That means it should have belonged to him, but they said, no, v'heishiv esagzeila, you return it. So the v'heishiv esagzeila counteracts that it doesn't belong to him. V'im kein heiched dekonei b'shinui. But the minute the v'heishiv becomes bottle, he's kind of bishinoi, the bottle lo mitzvah sashove my haichefet, now there's no mitzvah vaheshiv, is nigma lemafreya kinyonoi deshask zeila. So memele, that means the Nigyontev says there are two contradictory forces. When a person steals something, for some reason, it should belong to him. That's, some legion should belong to him. He stole it. The only reason that it doesn't belong to him, because the chiyav v'heishiv contradicts and overpowers the koyach hagzeila. You stole it, you wanted to build, no, v'heishiv es hagzeila. You have to return the gzeila. So this overpowers the mice gzeila, and therefore that's why he's not kind of. But the minute we get rid of the mitzvah v'heishiv becomes bottle, So if you don't have the Siba that's contradicting my Gzela, you don't have a Tamidius Dika Vaheshiv that's that's overpowering my Gzela, so it becomes his Mishas Gzela. That is how the Einigyantim says Pshat in the Rosh. And now that these two Gilsois and Taisvis are, does Taisvis hold like the Rosh, or does Taisvis Chelek on the Rosh? That's like the Rosh, and the going said, no, places is chaylik on the Rosh. Tana Rabban, let's go further. Hagoizel Goza for Meberes Vyoda, Tana Rabban. Hagoizel Rochel Vigozazo. We have a Baraisa, a three-way machloikis, very interesting. Hagoizel Rochel Vigozazo. Pora v'yoldo, mishalim oiso v'eskizoiseo v'esvelo deiseo divrei rameya. Very interesting rameya in the Barais. Mises, everything goes back. The gize, the blodis, nothing belongs to the gazel. Chayim the loshem mishalim is lavdavke, means machzem. See, the Gemara wants to try to figure out what the svar rameya is, v'yotshini leikoni. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda says, Gzeila chayzeres beineho. The Gzeila returns. But the Vlad and the Gizes don't return because he was kind of bishinui. Rav Shimon Omer, Rayin oisa kilo hishuma etzloi bekesef. We look like we have to figure out how much the Gzeila was worth. Bishas the Gzeila, and that you return, and the rest you keep. Let's see what Rashi says. Zekrashi, Mishalim, Oysa, Vesgiza, Yisrael, Kol ma shenotal mimeno, U ma shehishbicha, whatever he took, whatever was mashbiach, the bloodless, the giza, everything returns. Zeyla chayzeres bayneo, Kemoish shehi, Achshav reikoni shahzreno, the rochel, the pori, you return. V'hodar mishalim dimei gizeis v'uber, k'may shohoye b'shasak zeyle. Do you pay how much the gizas were worth for Shas and say Loi shvach hagiza shishbicha etzloi, not the shvach hagiza the cutting, Loi shvach havlat, Loi konis chab Yehuda. Avol domi shebishas hagzela, how much it was worth for Shas and say Mishalom, the lekel mandoma kol gazonim botzum Shas and say Yishalom. So he pays how much the giza was worth for Shas and say. But the giza alone, the Yisrael value that came about through the Leiden, through the giza, and through the giza, that belongs to the God. Choy noisek yilo shumat le bekesav, mishas zeyla, mishal adomin, mishas zeyla, lakama meforesh pamay pligi rab yudha barabshin. Frek te gemor, ibo yilo hu, my time the rab meyer. Now, Rameya is a pella. Rameya says everything goes back. The blood is, the geese, everything goes back. So the Gemara has two ways to understand Rameya. Do we say, Mishum de Kosovar, Shini bim Kaimayayimit? He doesn't hold Bechlal the concept of Shin. There's not such a thing. So this is the wool, it's changed. It's this is the Uber, it became a blood. He doesn't know the concept of Shini. Oidilma ba'alme shini kaine. Shini is kaine. He also knows shini is kaine. Vahoche knosu de kakonis. He can't send him. That means we'll see shini is kaine. But when the gazlan is going to be malviach, so he right. He should have a revach from the shini. That Rameya can't send. That means, let's understand, he stole a behemoth. That it had giza on it, and let's say it was worth $600, and then he cut it off, and he got it, now it's worth $700. He pays back $600 for the giza, and he has wool now that's worth $700. So it's a worthwhile affair. We can't let a gazlan up, so he get revochim. We're gonna cancel him. You're gonna give back the whole wool. After it's cut off, you're going to give it back to the nixel, al knas. You may not tell the shini is kind, but we're going to cancel. Lamai nafkemine. So what's a nafkemine if he holds, he doesn't hold of shini, or if he holds that shini is kind and we cancel? Lahecha de kocha shemikrosh. What if it did not get better? The hishtanus was not letoiv, was lera. But it changed. It's a shini. We'll see in a minute. A gozal broke a foot. A gozal behemah viskina. It changed. It's not what he stole. So memela, that's enough. I mean, if you say that Rameya holds shini is not koine, there's no such thing. It's shini bim koine, it's the same behemah. There's 20 wrinkles more white hair. That's nothing. It's same behemah. So even though he stole a behemoth when it was young and strong, and now he's giving back an old, feeble behemoth, he says, here's your behemoth, here's back. I would advise you to go to the veterinarian if you wanted to live another 2 days. But I'll kapon him, if Shini's not going there, he'll say, Harei shalach lefanech. That's the first mahalach. If you learn the second mahalach, Rameya also Shini is kind, but he can't send the gazlan, he shouldn't be mavir. Yeah. There, if you want to get $100 from the Shini, no. We'll make sure that you won't derive any profits from the Gzela. But over here, you're giving back a feeble behemoth, so he says, Arei shalach levanachas, he says, no. That's not shalach, it's yours. You were kind of a Shini. That's not my behemoth. My behemoth vaishavas gzela kasha gozel. You would give me back a young, strong behemoth 20 years ago. Then you could say, reshalach vanecha. This is not my behemoth. This is your behemoth. You keep it. You pay me. Kala gazon mishalm and kishas gzel. That'll be the nafkemine. How to understand pshat and rameya. Toshma. So we have a sofik. Gozal behemoth viskina avodim viskinu. We learned a Mishnah. Gozal behemoth viskina avodim viskinu mishalem kishas hagzeila. You pay kishas hagzeila. This is the Tanakama. So the Tanakama zicha holds that shinu is koine. Memele, he can't say reisholach lefanecha. he keeps this old behemoth, and you pay how much was worth Pishas and Zela 20 years ago. Rameya Oymer Bavodim Oymeloy Hareshaloch Lefonech. Rameya says, I agree with you by a behemoth, you're right, by a behemoth, because a behemoth is a din Zela, so it's a din Shinikoine. But Avodim is Sukshulakakois. Just like Karka ain't an Igzeles, so Avodim is also not an Igzel. So it doesn't have a din of there was no Gzela. So there's no Vaheshiv, and it wasn't stolen. You can't, there's no Kinyon Igzela by Karka, no Kinyon Igzela by Avodim. So Memele, so there's no Kinyon Shinui by Avodim. So May Oima, by Avodim, Oima Reishaloch Lefanech. Fine. So we have a machlokes later. So we see, Claude, the whole machlokes between Ramei and the Chachamim is avodim nixolim, avodim not nixolim, but by a behemoth, there's a mutual agreement that you say, he has to pay kishas and zelos. You see, clearly, Ramei al-shini is kaina. Bila behemoth kishas and zelos. Bisal kedai tersova Ramei, shini bim kaimei oimei. If you say Rame Otsini Bim Kaimi Oimed, Afilo Behema Nami, so by Behema also, I'm saying, Reishaloch Lefonechom, Alav Shema Minoche, so by Rame Otsini Kaine, as you see clearly from that Mishnah, that Rame Otsini Kaine, Bohoche Knosu, the Kokones, and here he comes in, by Shvach he comes in, and by Krash, there's no reason to comes in, so there we'll go according to the letter of the law, and Shini is kaina, so you have to pay kishas exei. Omri, someone says no, I'll tell you there's no raya from that Mishnah. I'll tell you, could be Rameel, Shini is not kaina. Rameel, the divreim, the rabbon and kamalu. He is telling them, that means, afilu, the divreichem, al kaponim, by avodim bimaid. You have to learn the Mishnah as follows. Lididi, according to me, Shini ain't a kaina. I hold Shini is not kaina. So Mamela, according to me, Yizicha can say Arei Shaloch Lefanech. Afilu Behema Nami. That's what I hold. But you're entitled to your opinion also. Ela Liditchu, Damrisu, Shini kaina. You hold Shini is kaina. So if you hold Shini is kaina, so I said by Behema, I understand you very well. So Shini is kaina, she can't say Reish Loch Lefanecha, but oidali mi is ba'avda techemikal kedomi. But by an eviknani be moide, that there is no kinyan Shini over there, because ain't kalkain, the kalkain and exelus. For omri le rabbonon, lo yavda kimetal to adomi, which to disagree with you, avda kimetal to adomi, some avda is an exolim, elda is a kinyan Shini. Let us see Rashi. Knosa konis, shleye choyte niska bigzeilo little as a shvach. He'll go and he'll get the shvach. It'll be a profitable business. V'nav kemina leheche deleish bichel lekochesh. Yam retaim mishum deshini bimkoy meoim et kochesh anami hoda. Kedisa ashti, you retain that also. V'taim mishum knosu v'shini koni, v'eche deleke knosach nami keshini mishalm kedemi koch. Viskine dishtani legriyuse, there was a ishtanis, legriyuse vahainu kochosho. Bavodim aimelesh lochof nech, davdi kimikal kedomi, bekal kahod rebeino, veinin igzelas, liknes legazlan bishinim liyas bushusay. Fine. Toshma, litzvoy eloi odoin vitzovay shocher. Shocher vitzovay odoin. Now this is a very interesting Gemara. It says as follows. There was a person, his profession was, he died, well. So Reuven comes over to this, let's say Shimon is the tzaba, the one that dies the wool. And Reuven comes over to Shimon, I want you to dye this wool red, crimson red. Shimon thinks to dye wool crimson red, not a Yiddish zach, sepasnish. He decided he'll dye it, but black is more, it's a more conservative color. So Mamela, he decided to dye it black. It's Vayle Odaim, Vitzavay Shocher, Shocher, Vitzavay Odaim, fine. Rameya Oimer, noisin loy de meitzim loy. So Rameya says, you know what happens now? So Rameya says, you know, this wool was worth $100. The now dyed wool is worth $150. So Rameya says, you keep the wool. You're kind of bishinli. He gave you robel, it's colorful, so you're kind of bishinli. And you keep the $150, and you pay him $100 for the wool. But you keep the wool. This is the Rashbis of the Lashon is Davke. You pay for the Tzemer, but Tzimrei Ushvach Eloi. But you don't return the Tzemer with the Shvach. You keep the Tzemer, and you pay him for the, you keep the Tzemer, you pay him for the Tzemer. The Shvach is yours. Yisal kedai tzach sover Rameir Shini eini koine. If Rameir Shini is not koine, the Mei Tzimrei Ushvach Eloi Lamei Seblei. So if Shin is not kaine, the Megan is fair. If Shin is not kaine, you should give him Tzimra Yishvacha. You should give back the Dai. Hello, Lav, Shma, Mino, Kosova, Rameya, Shinei kaine. Shinei is kaine. You see clearly over here. Vacha Knosa, who the Kokonis, Shma, Mino. And then that what Rameya said, you have to return the Gizus was Alts Knas. So Khan, Shayul Aben, fine. There's also a knas. Here you say he keeps the dyed wool. He also got a profit. He got a profit of $150. He got a profit and he spent $100. He got a $150 value. So what's pshat in the Gemara? Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, the mate Simreik, the mikore. It gives him how much the tzema was worth when he received it. It's worth the money now. The case, it's of a shocher. You need people who want the red wool, so he gained. But hoche knose kokonus. B'mas nisin. U'betzai, fine. The Mishnah he can't. Ubetzabe. So now Rashi wants to ask a pertinent question. Fine. But you prove to me Rameya holds Shinui is kind. And by Giza, why does Rameya say you return the Giza? He can't. Takemika didn't Shinui is kind, but he can't. Fact Rashi, no, why by the Tzabe didn't he can't? So all of a sudden Rashi is Murdik Marich. Ubetzabe. The Lav Gazlan. Who? The Lav Chaytehu, he's not a Gazlan, he's not a Chaytehu, Lykonis, a Shaygeku, he's a Shaygek. Is Khan Shayla Ben, Rashi was a very good lawyer for this, the Tzabo of his, he's not a Gazlan, he's not a Chaytehu. A Levi, we would have Rashi, be a Melitzyoshin, 120 years, Rashi say, I know, Slav Chayte, Nara Chayte, Meredik, here Rashi said, and the Saba, Lav Gazla, Lav Chayte, Shaygik is a Shaygik, like, main I Shaygik over here, main he told them ready, made it black, okay, but it's a Shaygik, fine. So, but after we take all this into consideration, but Khan, Shayla Ben, if he's not a Gazlan, so has he kind of Bishinui? Rashi made him, he's a Pskimata, he's not a Lama Dvoktsadi, but Al-Kaponim, he's not too bad. So he's not a Gazlan and not a Chayte. So why does the wool belong to him? How does it belong to him? We know the whole concept of Shinui is by a Gazlan. The whole concept of Shinui is only by a Gazlan. Good, Meshmazelikash and Gazlan, fine. This person is not a Gazlan. So why does the wool belong to him? This is a shreklach akasha. So, when he knows that tomorrow will say something better, but the Dvar Yaakov wants to say, Rashi means he's not a gazlan b'mezid, he's Not that what Rashi says, Lam Gazlan, doesn't mean take it literally. He's not a Gazlan, but Mazit. He was a Shagig. He did something wrong. Let's just explain a little bit how the Dvayakib says Pshat. Lamaisa, when, let's interview this Tzabe. Did he tell you to dye it red? Yeah. Why did you dye it black? I felt it's not right to dye it red. Fine. But listen, it's his will. He told you what to do. I felt, I know that he said red, but I thought that was, I thought that's the wrong thing to do. I dyed it black. Fine. I'm not a Gazlan, Chas v'shol. He's not a Gazlan, but Mazit. He's maver al das balabais. This, but the balabos told you, it's not your will. The balabos told you to do one thing. You did something else. There's a shayla in the Gemara, but Metzia, if maver al das balabais is a din gazel. Now let's talk about the case what the Gemara speaks about, then we'll come to our Gemara. A person rented a chamor, that he told them specifically, I want that you should, you can only use it on flat terrain. Don't take it up any mountains. Don't take it up any mountains. Fine. He went and took it up the mountain, and his mazel had died. So there's a shail in the Gemara, is he a gazlan? Not for, is he a gazlan, he's chayav bonsin. You are maver al das balabais. Yeah. I'll tell you, I'll bring a lawyer, why did it, but that last month, the Polik, the Balabos told you not to take it up the mountain. You took it up the mountain. So Memela, is that called a gazel? Or not? Good. You're a Shulchan Aruch, I have to listen to every word what you say. Good, you said this. But is that, does that make him a gazel that he's chayav bonds? So there's a shail in the Gemara. There's one side that Rameya God holds, Maver Adas Balabais is a gazel. You're a gazel already. It's not yours. You were given the chamor with instructions. You did not follow instructions. That's called zeila. That's called zeila. You're using someone's commodities not the way he told you to use it. That's called a zeila. That's one mandiyam. See, he's a din gazel. He's not, I don't know if you'll put him behind bars, but he's halachically, he's a gazlan. Halachically, he's a gazlan. That's chayav bonsin. It's a gazlan of chayav bonsin. So the Dvayake wants to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. Lav gazlan, he doesn't mean he's not a grobe gazlan. He's not a gazlan that stole. He was maver al das balabais. That's true. He told them to make it red, made it black. So he has a din gazlan. He's not a gazlan as the way we picture a gazlan. He has a din gazlan. Now that's not that Rameya Kansan, the gazlan, he shouldn't be Mavia. We say you can't be kind of washini. That was dafka by a grub, a gazlan, a guy who went and stole. That gazlan, Rameya Kansan, will show you, you won't, crime does not pay. You will not be Mavia. But this person is not a gazlan. He personally felt this is the right thing to do, and good, he didn't ask a lot before. Anyway, he's a shaykik. So this, but he's a gazlan. He's chayav bonsin. So if he's a gazlan and he's chayav bonsin, he's kind of machinery. So that's pshat and Rashi. Lav gazlan, lav chayte means he's not a grub gazlan, he's a shaykik. So memela, by this type of a gazlan, that Meir didn't cancel, so that's why he's kind of machinery.